This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States says there will be repercussions if North Korea helps Russia in Ukraine. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Kim Jong-un told Vladimir Putin North Korean support is full and unconditional for Russia's just fight in Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says North Korea needs to meet its public commitments.
No nation on the planet, nobody, should be helping Mr. Putin kill innocent Ukrainians.
Kirby says if they decide to move forward with some sort of arms deal, the U.S. will deal with it appropriately.
But certainly any arrangement that would improve North Korea's military capabilities would be of significant concern to us.
Either buying arms from or providing rocket technology to North Korea would violate international sanctions that Russia has supported in the past. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The United States pledged to closely watch how Iran spends $6 billion in funds unfrozen as part of a prisoner swap deal after Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi said it is up to Tehran to decide how the money is used. National Security spokesman John Kirby said Iran doesn't get to spend it any way they want.
These bad actors don't need incentives, and this isn't gonna change the calculus necessarily of what they've been doing. What it is gonna do is get our Americans home. And that's what we're focused on.
Iran's president said that the five Americans due to be released are in good health and that the final swap should be finalized in due time. With less than 24 hours before strike deadline, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says offers from the Detroit automakers aren't enough and the union is getting ready to strike. The union is poised to strike at a small number of company plants in order to get better offers. This is VOA News. The junta in Niger said it would end a military pact with neighboring Benin, accusing it of authorizing the deployment of troops on its territory for a possible military intervention against Niger by the Western African Regional Bloc. We get more from Reuters' Alice Rizzo.
In a statement read on national television, the junta said Benin had decided to consider aggression against Niger instead of supporting it.
The Republic of Benin has authorized the stationing of military personnel, mercenaries, and war material with a view to an aggression against our country by France in collaboration with certain ECOWAS countries.
As a result, the new Nigerian authorities decided to renounce the military cooperation agreement with Benin, the statement said. There was no immediate response from Benin.
Alice Rizzo reporting. Palestinian officials in the Gaza Strip say explosions during a demonstration resulted in several casualties. VOA's Alexis Strope explains.
Five Palestinians were killed on Wednesday at the Israel-Gaza border by an explosive device that appeared to have been detonated accidentally, Palestinian officials said, as protests along the volatile frontier have ticked up after months of relative quiet. Dozens of Gaza youth held a protest along the border in support of Palestinians jailed in Israel. An umbrella group of Palestinian factions said the explosion was caused by a device some of the protesters had planned to use during the rally. The Israeli military said in a statement that the protesters had tried to throw it at its soldiers across the border. The Palestinian Health Ministry said five people had been killed. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Some businesses are being closed in Bermuda because of Hurricane Lee, which has also prompted hurricane watches as far away as Maine and Canada. Jackie Quinn has the story.
The outer bands of Hurricane Lee are lashing Bermuda, even though the storm's passing well west of the island. Dr. Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center.
Tropical storm force winds more than 250 miles away from the center of the storm.
Bermuda's government is closing schools, banks, and even its airport, expected to reopen Friday. The hurricane's expected journey north prompted a hurricane watch for eastern Maine and warnings for much of New England.
From Watch Hill, Rhode Island, all the way up to Stonington, Maine.
Starting Friday night.
We can certainly see, you know, tree damage, some power outages.
Flash flooding is expected with heavy rains and storm surge, and rip currents will make the waters dangerous. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, the VOA News.